Okay, today we're going to begin the fifth parak of Maseches Peah. We're going to be doing Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of the fifth parak of Maseches Peah. So the Mishnah is going to talk about leket that's covered up by a pile of grain, or that gets mixed in with other grains, so you can't tell which one is the leket, meaning the leket is just a few stalks that had fallen to the ground that's meant for the aniyim, but now it's covered up by other things, or it's mixed in with other things. So what exactly do you give to the aniyim? So says the Mishnah, Gadish aleluka tachtav, if the owner of the field makes a pile of grain, and he didn't yet allow the aniyim to come pick up the little stalks that are on the ground. So now they're covered by this pile that he made on top of it. So kala nugea ba'aretz hareyu shel aniyim. There's a special knas that we make that all of the stalks that are touching the ground belong to the aniyim, meaning the entire bottom surface of the pile all goes to the aniyim. The Yerushalmi explains that this is not just a suffik, that maybe this is leket, maybe it's not. It's a knas that the chachamim punished the Baal HaSadeh because he had no business making a pile of grain on top of stuff that belongs to aniyim. And how do I know that it's a knas and it's not just an issue of suffix that I don't know what belongs to the aniyim and what doesn't? Very simple. If the leket was one min and the pile of grain that he made on top of it was another type of grain, like let's say, for example, it was chitim that were leket and he made a pile of sa'orim, so you could easily identify what the leket is because the leket is going to be the chitim. Nevertheless, still the entire bottom surface of the pile has to go to aniyim, because this is a special knas that they made against the Baal HaSadeh for doing such a thing. And not only that, since it is leket, it's patur from maisos, because the halacha is that leket is patur from maisos. So when the chachamim instituted that the entire bottom surface should be leket, they actually instituted a kula also, as far as the ani is concerned, that it can be patur from maisos. And this is part of the principle of hefker beis and hefker. Haruach shepizra samarim. Let's say it wasn't anything nefarious that was done by the Baal HaSadeh, but rather the wind blew and it blew some stalks of the Baal HaSadeh on top of the leket, and we don't know how much leket there was because now it's all mixed in. So this is just a classic case of suffik. I don't know how much of it was leket. So then umdenosa kama leket hiru yelasos. We have to assess the field how much leket should be produced from this field. Venosin laniyim, and you give based on the assessment of what you think would be a normal amount of leket for a field of this size. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer nosin laniyim b'kedei nefila. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you don't do an assessment of each individual field. You have to give a kedei nefila, which is a set amount. The Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Hei tells us that it's 1/45 of the harvest. The Gra explains what is the machlokas between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that according to the Tanakama, we assess dafka that field, how much leket that field should have produced. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we only assess kedei nefila of rov sados, what would normally be for most fields, and we assume in normal fields it would be arba'a kavim lekor. There would be four kav of leket for every kor. Kor is 180 kavim, so if it's four kavim for a kor, that means 1/45 of the field, and we don't make any special assessments of this field in particular. We just look at the average on for most fields. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Beis, and the Mishnah discusses further cases of Safek Leket, but there is a machlokas, just how to read the Reisha of the Mishnah, whether the Reisha of the Mishnah is actually talking about Leket, or whether the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about Shichcha. Leket and Shichcha are different things, just to remind ourselves. Leket is that when you harvest the grain, so a stalk or two might fall to the ground from the harvesting, and that goes to and that goes to the aniyim. Shichcha are piles of grain that you left in the field. So there is a machlokas rishonim whether there's such a thing of shichas hakama also. Shichas haomer, when you have piles of grain out in the field, then there's certainly a din of shichcha. That is the din of shichcha. The shaila is there also a din of shichas hakama, that if you left standing grain that you forgot to harvest, is that also a din of shichcha? So we're going to have a machlokas what the first case of our mission is even talking about. So we'll read it both ways. Shibolas shabakatsir. Let's say you have a stalk of grain that was left unharvested, meaning you forgot it somehow escaped the blade of the sickle. Verosha magia lakama. But the tip of that stalk, when you bend it over, will reach the standing grain that's next to it. So it's not so far away from the neighboring grain. So imnikzeres imakama. If that stalk is able to be harvested together with the standing grain that's next to it, meaning you could just grab them both in your hand at one time and take one swing with the sickle and get both of them, harei shel balabais. Then it belongs to you. It's not one of the matnos aniyim. The balabais is allowed to keep it. But the im lav, but if you're not going to be able to cut it all at one time, you're not going to be able to just grab both at one time and take a swing at it, harei shel aniyim. Then it goes to the aniyim. And the way the Rambam understands this is because it has a din of leket. So you see that leket is knowing even b'mechubar in such a case. It's a chiddush. It's an extension of the din of leket. We normally think of leket as that which falls down and comes out of the handful. But over here, the leket is even b'mechubar. You left something attached to the grain, attached to the ground, and when you harvested, and that's also going to be leket. According to the other Rishonim, that it's not a din of leket, it's a din of shicha. That just like there's a din of shicha in piles of grain, so too there's shicha in the kama. Leket is only going to be in that which is detached from the ground. Shibola shaleket shenisavra begadish. If you have a stalk of leket that gets mixed in with a pile, and the gadish is chayv in maisos, whereas the leket is patur from maisos, so what do you do now? Do you take maisos or do you not take maisos? Again, you have a leket. Leket is patur from maisos, matnas aniyim. You have your own pile of grain. Your own pile of grain is chayv in maisos. So ma'asur shibolis achas v'nosin, though. You take maisos from one shibolis and from one stalk, and you give it to the ani. You give the shibolis that already had maisos taken from it to the ani, because you have to give to the ani a shibolis that doesn't have any shailas, because the ani is supposed to be pata from maestros. So how do you do that? How do you pull off such a trick? So the Rambam explains in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim exactly what you do. What you do is you mafrish two shibolim. You take two stalks from the pile, and you say about one of them that if this stalk that I'm holding right now is leket, so good, it belongs to the aniyim anyway. And if it's not leket, so the maestros that it's chayivin, it should be on the second shibolim that I have, and then you make the same tanai on the second shibolas, and you give one of them to the ani, and the other one is going to be meiser. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'chi heicha ani azem machle tovar shelo b'rishusa. But wait a second, that shibolas of leket, the ani never had taken possession of yet at the time. So how can he already exchange it for another shibolas on behalf of the ani if the ani never got it yet? Rabbi Eliezer is asking, according to the shita of the chachamim who held back in the fourth perek, that an ashir is not allowed to be zocha in for the ani in the matnos aniyim, meaning an ashir is not allowed to be kona the matnos aniyim on behalf of the ani. So how it's clear that this is not yet in the possession of the ani. So if it's not yet in the possession of the ani, it's not yet something that's owned by the ani. So how could it be that the ashir is allowed to make this switch on behalf of the ani? It's not even like it yet, because it's not even the property of the ani. So what the Baal HaSada has to do is he should give the entire pile to the ani, where the shibolas of leket, again, there was a stalk of leket that was stuck in this pile. You just can't identify which stalk is leket. So give the whole pile to the ani, and then but don't give it to him to keep. Give it to him as a matana al manas lahachzir. And the halach is that a matana al manas lahachzir shma matana, that when you want to give a matana with a condition that it be returned, that is considered a matana, meaning the whole pile, including the stalk of leket, is now in the rishus of the ani. Now you can make the deal. Now you're able to switch that stalk of leket for something else. Umaaser shibolus achas v'nosin lo. And then you do exactly the procedure that we mentioned before. However, the Chacham hold that in such a case you don't really need the ani to have taken possession of the leket in order to make the switch, because this is a takana sa'ani. The Chacham are doing something to benefit the ani, so you're able to do the switch even without making any special accommodations. And that's what the Bartanur points out, that v'halacha k'chachamim, that we paskin like the Chachamim on this issue. So to quickly review, we did two Mishnayos today. Mishnah Aleph told us that if you made a pile of grain on top of leket, so then the knas lechem made is that the entire bottom surface of the pile belongs to the aniyim. If it wasn't you that did it, but it was just the wind that blew it, so then we have a machlokas exactly how to assess what we think, what percentage we think is leket, whether we do an assessment of this field alone, or we just go with the standard 1/45th of the harvest. And then in Mishnah Beis we discuss discussed that if you have a standing grain that was not cut and it's not within reach of the neighboring grain, so then it belongs to aniyim. But it was machlokas rishonim whether that meant that it's shichcha or meant that it's leket. And then we discussed if you have one stalk of leket that gets mixed into a pile of non-leket, how do you make sure that what you give to the ani is leket and is in fact going to be pater from maisul? So we had a machlokas whether you need to be zocha for the ani, whether the ani needs to acquire it first before you make such a transaction. Bezus Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.